This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live here at Converge 2013, the IAUG show in Orlando, Florida. And we're sitting down talking to Lev Deitch, who's a director at 911 Enable, one of Avaya's DevConnect partners for emergency services. Welcome to the podcast, Lev.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for inviting me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
So next generation 911 is the big thing that's happening in the industry. And the main thing that's different with NextGen is how data will be able to be transferred from the origination point into the 911 center. Today, that's done through caller ID and lookup tables. But tomorrow, NextGen is going to provide an end-to-end Ethernet environment, and we're actually going to be able to send data across that network. And that data takes a specific format that's called PIDFLO, which is PIDF-LO. What's PIDFLO, and what are you guys doing with that in your product?
Right. So PIDFLO is a way of representing a location in XML format. So you have different fields for street number, street name, street direction, suffixes, city, municipality, and other fields that are not used in North America but may be used worldwide. In addition to location data, it may also include information such as how was it acquired? Was it entered manually? Was it discovered automatically? Was it triangulated? It can tell you the language preference of the caller. It can give you the reliability of the data. There's a lot of information that can be included in PIDFLO. And we use it today to basically transfer location data from on-prem systems that have a location information server that can support that with our VoIP Positioning Center solution, which can then take that and then translate it to the legacy data formats for PSAPs.
In the regular networks today, the carrier networks are going to read the PIDFLO like they would read the ANI today. They'll make a routing decision of which PSAP to go to. And then when that PIDFLO arrives at the PSAP, they'll be able to open it up. It's a package of information, and they'll be able to make some call taker decisions or routing decisions within the PSAP. Where does PIDFLO come from? Who generates the original PIDFLO?
The PIDFLO is basically an address, and it's wherever you program the address. So normally that would be in a location information server or a list. So when you enter the address, it would translate that to a PIDFLO in the back end. And that information can either be transmitted by the list if it's part of the call path, or can be done by the phone if it's able to acquire it during registration, or can be inserted by the PBX. There's a lot of possibilities for that. And today, basically the most important thing is somehow it shows up in a SIP call when it gets to your 911 service provider, and they can use that data to display that to the PSAP and for call routing.
Yeah, and you actually bring up a good point, because obviously if I have a SIP-enabled endpoint, that is capable of transmitting PIDFLO. It's just something that's in the header. But if I have a proprietary IP phone, you can't put PIDFLO in that. It's not SIP. It's a SIP protocol. An analog phone, right, or a digital phone, that's got to be done by the PBX or by an entity on behalf of the PBX, kind of on the way out. Here's your credentials on the way out the door, and then the call flows forward. So
correct.
That's a big change in the way that 911 gets handled today. What carriers are doing this on the back end? Who's accepting PIDFLO today?
You mean in terms of LEC carriers?
Yeah, in terms of a LEC carrier.
At this point, no one supports that. It's in an IETF standard, but nobody supports it yet. Our organization, or Connexon Telecom, 911 Enable, we support PIDFLOs coming in, but we still translate it to the legacy formats for the PSAP. So it's not something that we can pass on to the PSAP right till the end. But that is part of the next generation 911 standard. So that's really important, is that if you want to transition to that, if you're already sending PIDFLO today, it's not a far-fetched to just pass it on to the service provider or the PSAP agency that's handling that.
Nor do you really have to do anything. And that's what I tell customers. You know, they say, when we start talking about next-gen 911, the first thing they say is, well, it's not coming for 5 to 10 years. First of all, I don't think it's going to be that long. Second of all, just because the carrier network is not doing PIDFLO next-gen today doesn't mean that you as an enterprise can't take advantage of all of the benefits that brings to you and start getting your data in alignment today, and you're going to send that data out. If the network were to go to next gen tomorrow, the most you're going to have to do is change where you're sending the call, you know, from here to here. And you're probably not even going to have to do that. That redirection will probably come in the carrier network.
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right on that. And just to give you some concrete benefits that organizations can have today with PitaFlow, a perfect example is today when you have teleworkers, they enter the location information manually. When it gets translated to PitaFlow in our systems, there's a method that says it's been entered manually. And in our system, we say, is that reliable? Should that be routed to the PSAP, or should that be routed to a relay center that can verify the address and then transfer the PSAP? So we can use that technology today. There's actually practical uses, even though the carrier doesn't support it today. So that's really important.
Well, you've got a law in Canada. I think the CRTC says if you've got user entered data, it has to go to an emergency response center for manual intervention. You're not allowed to send that to the PSAP. Just like a device in the U.S., you're actually not allowed to have a device that automatically dials 911. You can press a button and have it dial 911, but you can't have a smoke detector say, I see smoke, I'm dialing 911. It's not allowed. It's one of those little laws that people don't realize, they don't know about. So great. I mean, a lot of great information. So PitaFlow, that's something that people should be looking at in their 911 planning. Carriers, vendors need to have that on the roadmap. I say, if you don't see PitaFlow on a chart, you're not looking at something that's going to migrate to next gen.
That's right, Mark.
Great. Lev Dietsch with 911 Enable, an Avaya DevConnect partner. Thanks for stopping by at the show. I hope the show has been good for you so far.
It has, and it's been a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Great. Thanks very much.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.